Polak, Trump just found a way to make Mexico pay for the wall. By Joel B. Polak on May 31, 2019. President Donald Trump may have found a way to fulfill one of the more ambitious and controversial pledges from his 2016 campaign, making Mexico pay for the wall. On Thursday, hours after Trump tweeted that the U.S. Border Patrol had apprehended a record number of illegal migrants, the president announced that he would impose a 5% tariff on all imports from Mexico, increasing over time, until the Mexican government stopped the migrant flow from Central America. On June 10, the United States will impose a 5% tariff on all goods coming into our country from Mexico, until such time as illegal migrants coming through Mexico and into our country stop. The tariff will gradually increase until the illegal immigration problem is remedied. Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, May 30, 2019. At which time the tariffs will be removed. Details from the White House to follow. Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, May 30, 2019. Technically, a tariff is a tax paid by Americans to the U.S. government. But there will be a cost to Mexican firms, to Mexican workers, and to the Mexican government. In that sense, Mexico will be paying for the wall. Or, rather, paying a price for the absence of a wall. To stop, Mexico will have to spend money on immigration enforcement. Dilbert cartoonist Scott Adams, as usual, noted the political potential of the president's gesture. Pick your movie. Dash. Movie 1, Trump found a way to make Mexico pay for the wall. Movie 2, Trump is forcing Mexico to put kids in cages. Scott Adams, at Scott Adams says, May 31, 2019. To the extent domestic American companies and workers benefit from reduced Mexican competition, and their benefit yields more tax revenues to the U.S. government, Mexico's loss would be America's gain. In that way, albeit indirectly, Mexico would be paying for the wall. True, to the extent the tariffs would have negative effects on the U.S. economy, Americans could be paying twice, directly when the tariff is collected, and indirectly when paying the economic cost. But for the first time, Trump has connected some form of revenue collection to the policy of immigration enforcement. That, in turn, opens the door to using America's interactions with Mexico, commerce, labor remittances, and tourism, to pay for the wall. Trump already has Mexico asking for a compromise solution. To many Trump supporters, the promise that Mexico would pay for the wall was a rhetorical flourish. But it could actually happen, now that Mexico feels a cost.